Good day, everyone everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition. If you've been listening to the news, do I really need to say what everyone else is already saying? Perhaps, with a little different spin on it, and yes, I'm going to spin it. Donald Trump, everyone's pointing the fingers at Donald Trump and his overwhelming narcissism, which has interfered in our elections. Yes, thank you, Fireman Mike, for that call. Yeah, he chose Oz for the people of Pennsylvania. Donald Trump did. A man who is so committed to Pennsylvania that he doesn't even live there. And he told the voters in Pennsylvania that he would give up his Turkish citizenship if he got elected. There's real commitment there, Donald. Yeah, you picked the wrong guy. Wrong guy. There were willing and able, very good candidates who could have beat Fetterman in Pennsylvania, if you had backed the right candidates, the real Make America Great Again candidates. And why were people running on that? Why was the Republican Party so silent on everything that mattered? I mean, I watch commercials in California, and all they talked about was the gas, and said, the other guy voted for gas prices to be higher. I wanted them to be lower. What? After everything that's gone on after the 2 years, you can't speak up on anything that matters to anybody? So, if anyone lost this election for themselves with the help of Donald Trump, it was the Republican Party and establishment. They did send out like 70 to 80,000 poll watchers, and perhaps, you know, maybe the elections are more trustworthy, but I don't believe it anyway. We're going to have a runoff likely in Georgia, which is a repeat of the last election, and the Senate hung in the balance last time exactly by a runoff in Georgia, which, of course, the Marxist Party won. And who's to say that the same thing won't happen this year? Likely the same thing will. So it looks like nothing's really changed except the House. And perhaps we can put an end to these dreadful January 6 hearings after they give everyone amnesty. There's the amnesty we need. And so everyone, unless they did violence, which no one did. Yeah, because the only person that got injured or maimed were the protesters themselves. One protester lost their life. A police officer died of a stroke a couple days afterwards, and they're trying to blame that one. And from what they say at these January 6 hearings, you would think 1,000, you know, representatives of the House died in a violent attack by armed MAGA Republicans. that's the way they put it. But nope, the only person that died was Ashley Babbitt, was murdered by a Capitol policeman who, as far as I know, is not even being charged with the murder. And hopefully that will happen now. Hopefully. But I wouldn't hold my breath. And can we change? Can we trust the elections? No, you're an election denier. But, you know, none of us have to be election deniers. I agree with David Knight. Elections should be transparently verifiable. Yeah, and auditable immediately. And it can be done. But if neither party wants it done, it won't be done. And things haven't changed enough there in the government to even believe that it could be done. Of course, the changes have to take place at the state level. So maybe one state or a couple states will step up and get this thing done. So everyone can trust the elections, because they should be 100% transparent and verifiable. Everyone should be able to go online and verify their vote. And everyone, you could get 100 people together and verify the vote for their whole precinct. You could get everyone in the precinct to verify their vote is right. It could be done. No one worries about, for the most part, how much money is their bank account. The only thing you worry about there is the government going to steal your money out of the bank. But it's verifiable. We have so many things that are verifiable, like your Twitter account and your Netflix account. You know, if you don't have an account, you can't just log in and take advantage of it. We have ways. We could do this. It could be done. But the fact is, they don't want it done. And I haven't heard the fallout from the shenanigans over there in Arizona yet. But apparently nothing has changed there. Just like nothing has changed now in Georgia over the last 2 years, despite all of the election deniers. Yeah. Those hated evil people, according to Joe Biden and the mainstream media. When things turn around, we know that they become election deniers. So what hypocrites, what hypocrisy. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. All I have is news, and I'm just kind of wondering, should I continue doing this broadcast every Wednesday? People aren't showing up. I become more unpopular by the week. And I mean, I really don't have any desire to be real popular, but it would be nice that, you know, if doing a national broadcast, a couple thousand people would show up. I mean, if you don't get millions on CNN or some of these big networks, they cut you off, you know? So, I don't know. And I just think I would rather do other things on Wednesday morning, because this takes a lot of time to get on here. And I really didn't have time. I was struggling with technical issues and before the broadcast instead of preparing for the broadcast. Yeah, and that's not fun either, because I have to kind of jump in here and wing it. I'm using one of my old cameras because the new camera I bought just intermittently works or doesn't work. And today it was working, and then it would freeze me right in the middle of, the testing, and then it would just black out, and it's gone now. It's just completely gone. And so I'm back on an old camera, which was, still works. So sometimes what is supposed to be better, I bought this camera because it's supposed to save your settings. You know, they can't get it together. No one can put together a camera program that you can program and save your settings for your camera. So I bought one where it saves the settings on the chip. But if the camera doesn't work or the program freezes up, and it doesn't matter if you can save your settings if you can't use it. So I'm back on the old camera with having to set it up every time all over again. You can't save the settings. No one can figure out how to do this job. And I'm not a computer programmer or anything like that, so... Anna says, I agree. Oh, yes, I hope you continue to do Wednesday shows. Well, thank you for that vote. I mean, that's the only reason I do it, is because there are, maybe hundreds of people that watch the broadcast. And I guess that's, I can't complain too much, because when I consider some of the churches, local churches, where they have like 20 or 30 people show up, and these pastors show up every week, and they have less audience than I do. So I guess I can't feel too bad about it. Like I said, I'm not about getting numbers on YouTube. I can't even go on YouTube anymore, because I'm going to say something that the sensitive little woke crowd over at YouTube will find offensive, and they'll have to go hide in their hidey hole or ban me. And so they just keep giving me strikes over there. And I've got my Prophecy Reality channel over there getting a strike regularly, even though I haven't. I mean, I've got, you know, 3 strikes over there in the last year, 3 or 4 strikes in the last year on programs that I did back in 2020. Yeah. And then everyone, all of the program hosts that we have on First Amendment Radio, we can't even do a live stream on YouTube. We get strikes for things that our terrible, unwoke hosts continually say on First Amendment Radio. So I'm not going to quit First Amendment Radio, although it's the same. Shadow banned everywhere. Even on alternative media, we are shadow banned. There's no place to go. It all began about 2008 on YouTube, because we were growing exponentially from 2003 when I first started First Amendment Radio to 2008. It was growing exponentially, and it looked like it would never stop. And it probably would have kept growing exponentially, except for the shadow banning that started with Google and YouTube about 2008 with their new algorithms. And it's just been downhill ever since then. So it went immediately downhill, and then it's leveled off somewhere between nowhere and nothing. Okay, let's see. Your name and where are you calling from?
Bill, Ohio.
Okay. Ohio? I didn't get the first name.
It's Bill.
Okay, Bill from Ohio. Go ahead, Bill.
There are a couple of things, but thanks for taking my call. I'm trying to figure out a couple of things. I wanted to play you something, but you couldn't catch it before, but it's in the Global Vatican. It's interesting stuff, and somebody could hear it. I don't know what program. What it comes down to is there's a guy named Tom Harden. He's the prefect. He's no longer governor, but he's the prefect of the state.
Okay.
Tom made the remark on his program, if this was, you know, for Adolf Hitler or Vladimir Putin, we'd all be upset. He's part of the Roman Catholic thing, and so it's okay. And then the other things were the two ideas I had, and the horn, like two horns like a lamb that speaks as a dragon.
Okay, yeah, the two-horned earth beast.
Hello?
The two-horned earth beast.
North and South colonies. Speak to the dragon as Maryland, speaking to the Potomac, the Chesapeake. And in one of the books it's read, if the Pope is anybody, anyone, he is the Pope in the United States. Somewhere with a book written, I think, in the 1800s. Some quip. And I thought, you know, that's basically it. The New World Order is the dragon in the New World.
Yeah, exactly. It is the dragon influence in Washington, D.C., which is the capital of the New World Order. Yeah.
The New World.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
And so the new is a different thing. It's not something that, no, it's the same thing in a different place. And then the 3 cities, the Potomac, the Thames, and the Tiber. And I'm looking at the 3 cities, and really, in the midst of people who believe in God, are the Antichrist.
Right. Yeah.
First of all, Rome, and basically you have Byzantium, and you have Britain. These are 2 horns, and there were many people believe there. And then you have the Tiber that split them up. And then London when you go, there's people to the east and the west of the Tame. And again, it speaks as a dragon there. So it was like it enveloped in threefold.
Right. I call it the unholy trinity that rules the world.
Correct. I'm putting all these things together.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to come to the last one. It might be a little disturbing. I'm not quite saying I'm right, but this is kind of how it's going. The pre-trib rapture thing denies that Jesus comes in the flesh. So let me do this. When it says the name, the number, and the mark of the beast, the name I'm projecting, I'm just an idea, is the Roman Catholic Church. The number is the number of a man, the man being the little Caesar, the Pope of Rome, the little Caesar of Rome, the Pope of Rome. And the mark is this, I look read it in first chant, he says about the spirit, as you birth, Antichrist will come, so there's the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. And in first chant, I don't know, it's about a chapter and a half, the first one is, he who denies that Jesus comes in the flesh, he is Antichrist.
Right.
And the second, he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he came in the flesh is the Antichrist. The second one is he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. So the pre-trib rapture is the denial that Jesus came in the flesh. Then when the man of sin anoints himself as the Christ, the second part of that mark will be fulfilled that Jesus is, that the Pope is Christ, therefore Jesus is not the Christ. And so when it comes to full, full war, it's like you can trip it one to the head and one to the arm. Just a thought, something to contemplate that half of that's been completed. That's one lie, if you believe the one, which nobody does. And the second one, you really got to believe that this guy is somebody he's not, but he's always maintained he was somebody he wasn't. They didn't make it official. And at that point, then everything will break down. It doesn't matter what you think. This is the way it's going to go. And I know that being off the Social Security number makes things a lot easier, but I think it's just going to be a hunt and we'll find you wherever you are. That's the whole point. I had one other thought, but I just wanted to hear your thoughts while I was still on the phone.
Well, there's a whole lot there to unpack, man. Any specific thought you're after? Any specific...
It's just the idea and some of these things that sometimes it's very simple what it's said in the scripture, but sometimes we have to think in 3D instead of just that's part of it. Sometimes we think in just 2D.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, and it sounds like you've thought pretty deeply about these things. And as far as the papacy usurping the place of Jesus as head of his church on earth, there's no doubt in my mind about it that he is that Antichrist, that man who stands in place of Jesus and usurps his authority. As far as the mark of the beast, it's anything that shows allegiance to the Antichrist, who represents the whore that is riding the beast. You know, there's so many different ways you can put it in scriptural terms, but it all adds up to the same thing and the same view.
Thank you. I just had this last thought. There was somebody caller came in about how they in Ohio they made you could carry the gun like it's Edinburgh. You don't have to have a pass for it anymore. But I went to a gun class. And the guy wanted to know some information about what I had, and he said, well, send it in the internet, what it is, take a picture of it, send it in the internet, and I'll give you something on how to use it. And I'm just going, that's very intrusive, but he knew about that law coming into effect about a month before it was. And I go to a place, it's a little lengthy, but I go to a place that practices all the four sins, I would say. They basically think the first thing is holy. They worship the boob tube. You've never seen the scripture. There's a few other things. I can't get to all four. But I think he's got all this information because he's being fed from the people who give him the information that he's probably working for Antichrist. How could he know all this information? But he did something, the idea that he would expose, he doesn't give very much, but makes a lot of personal information. It felt like I had the IRS on my team when he did that.
Huh.
And a lot of places are really phony, and it's very dangerous to go to these places because the part in the 90s, they had these boob tubes. They had these plastic.
Hey, Bill, I'm coming up on a hard break here.
Okay.
I got.
They don't post scripture anymore on those screens. I thought that's an abomination. I don't know what your impression is on that.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that when I get back from this break.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is. Speculation, not truth. This book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there, or you may also find it at Amazon. Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. The rest of the week on this broadcast, we usually go through the Bible or other study series that I've pre-recorded. This day, of the week. I've chosen to do a live broadcast and just discuss whatever current events, pick a Bible prophecy topic, and just talk about that. So if you really want to go get into more scripture, as Stephanie in the chat room has indicated, I'm here 4 other days of the week. I'm just, you can't see my face, or it may be pre-recorded. So I hope that everyone's enjoying that. I want to thank Bill for the call. I just wish Bill had a good connection. I agreed with a lot that he was saying, and there was a lot of different directions going off in there at the same time. If he had a good connection, I'd just let him take over the broadcast for me. he had that much to say, but I do appreciate it. I wish that he had a good connection. I do have Skype available, and it's even connected up. But I've tried to use that before, and nobody had no takers on it except for Smoke and Joe from Kokomo, because he used to do a Sunday broadcast, but he just quit doing it. So, and he would replay the program that was on before or something. I could do that much better. Play the programs I already have. Yeah, much better than you can replay them over the phone, Joe, or over however he was doing it. But so I haven't heard from Smoke in a while. I hope he's doing well. And I asked him if he wanted to keep doing it, but I got no response from him as far as to keep doing a Sunday broadcast. So that has been discontinued. And okay. Yeah, you're welcome, Stephanie. And we got Anna in the chat room. Good to see you here. Is all the drying up of the rivers Euphrates and Tigris, etc., significant? Okay, well, see, that's a topic that I'd have to open my Bible and study into for a few minutes at least before I could just go off the cuff on it. So, if people send me questions during the week and say, could you explain this or that, then I would look into it and do it on the broadcast here. That would be fun. So I would appreciate that, Anna, if you could send me an email with that. There's an email address on my at First Amendment Radio, or on my blog there at nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. And you can see that right above the live traffic feed, there is a link to my blog where you can contact me with questions. And then I would gladly look those things up and give you a more detailed explanation or, you know, interpretation according to my best historicist understanding on any topic. But I'm not that quick with something like the drying up of the Euphrates and Tigris. So a little more time would be required to do that. But I appreciate the question. And I won't get it from the chat room, because that'll disappear and I'll forget all about it. Okay. Yeah. So I hope that helps. Okay, let's see. What else do we got? Okay. Dale in the chat room says, I can't see myself. I don't know what that means, Dale. Okay. So anyway, I got one vote from the chat room. They want me to continue to do the broadcast. So I guess that's good enough for me. As long as I'm able anyway. Let's see. We have news. We were talking about the red wave and what Donald Trump has done. How he's becoming more irrelevant by his own narcissism as time passes on. So I don't really hold out a lot of hope for America. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter. It matters what we do every day, because, you know, I have children and I have grandchildren, and I'm likely to have great-grandchildren that will live in this world, on this land here, until Christ comes. So it does matter what we do individually. We can't control Washington, D.C. As Bill was saying, the beast, the whore that rides the beast, the dragon power is infused in Washington, D.C. In the New World, that the capital of the New World basically is Washington, D.C., and the dragon power there is firmly entrenched. And if you can't understand that, then you ought to look into it. Okay. And so I believe that America is that two-horned earth beast of the Revelation of chapter 13. I believe that's what Bill was expressing too. And he was expressing about the unholy trinity that rules the world, the three city states. I have a post. I don't know if Bill saw that or not, but it's called The Empire of the City, the Unholy Trinity that Rules the World. And you can see it here. I have my, my homepage by that link there, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. And when you go to the homepage, in the top center of the page, you'll see a link there with the three obelisks, one for each of those city states. And this is the Empire of the City. These are three separate sovereign city states. Okay? Because Washington, D.C. is not one of the 50 states. Nope, there are 50 states, but Washington, D.C. is not one of them. I believe that the influence for Washington, D.C. came from the dragon, from Jesuit influence upon the founding of the Constitution for the United States, not upon the founding of America, but upon the founding of the Constitution. I believe that it was the shadow government that works for the Antichrist, the Jesuit influence that brought about that Constitution for the sole purpose of establishing a concentration of power in the New World. And see, the Antichrist knows how these kind of things work. So they have a long history. They've been manipulating nations since the 5th century, okay? Because when is 5th, 6th century that the Antichrist power, the 1260-year reign, overt reign of the Antichrist game, which overt reign ended about the end of the 18th century, about the time of the French Revolution. That's when that power received its deadly head wound, or wound as it were to death, but it didn't really die. It was only wounded. The wound has at this time been completely healed. Only she, that harlot power, does not reign overtly anymore, but covertly, behind the scenes, in the shadows. It's overt for those of us with eyes to see and are willing to look and not be in denial about what is plainly before us. And if you'd like a little more information into the founding of the Constitution and the setting up of that concentration of power in Washington, D.C., you should read F. Tupper Saucy's book, Rulers of Evil. It's a banned book. It's you can't buy a new copy of it anywhere because those that own the copyrights now, F. Tupper Saucy is dead, and those that hold the copyrights now, and I guess that would be the publishers, are not publishing or not printing that book, but it is out there in PDF. I have a link to a PDF of it on my website. Go to crosstheborder.org is a shortcut, or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Click on the Bible study tab there, and you'll see in the right-hand column at the bottom where it says links, And the very bottom link says Rulers of Evil F. Tupper Saucy. And let me check that out and see if it actually works. Yes, there it is. The link works, and it is there. Useful knowledge about governing bodies. And 352 pages of eye-popping information about the founding of our Constitution and the setting up of Washington, D.C. Okay? So, very, very interesting. Yeah, and he has the contents a lot there. The only part I think he does a chapter on the Mark of Cain, but somehow he has the Mark of Cain going. He doesn't answer. He's not really a Bible expositor. So anything that any Bible expository opinions that he has, need to take them with a grain of salt or apply them in a biblical sense rather than a dogmatic sense, okay? In a spiritual sense, rather. But other than that, other than the last chapter there, or the second from last chapter, on the Mark of Cain, I think he goes off on the deep end a little bit there, but other than that, definitely, I believe that every American Christian and others should read this book. I say even others, because for them to see the influence of the Antichrist and his shadow government in America, you would definitely know that he is alive and well, and he's not some guy that's going to show up. And see, that's the one thing about history and learning the history of America, the history of the world, of the Antichrist going all the way back, and understanding the revelation from the viewpoint of history fulfilled, or prophecy fulfilled in history. When you understand it and you see it, everything that is happening today becomes so much clearer than if you're ignorant of history. And the problem is, you know, it's that most people are ignorant of history. And so that clarity, they just cannot get it. And because they can't get it, they fall for things like, you know, the counter-reformation, dispensational futurist pre-trib rapture scheme that was all created and developed. It was the genesis of it was created by the Jesuit Ribera about 1570 in the midst of the Reformation era, the Reformation century, to counteract the identification of the Roman Church, the RCC, Roman Catholic. I just call that oxymoron, because if it's Roman, it's not Catholic. And if it's Catholic, it's not Roman. Because it can't be both, can it? So it's an oxymoron. Because Catholic, of course, means, in the Latin, means universal. So it's Roman universal. Either it's Roman or it's universal. Which one is it? It's not both. It's an oxymoron. But in the midst of that century, they were dealing with the identification of the oxymoron Roman Catholic Church being labeled as the great apostasy, Paul's great apostasy of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and the papal chair as the seat of the man of sin, also called, for convenience, the Antichrist. But see, that's why I say papal chair, because it is the seat of the man of sin, the one who sits in the temple of God. And the temple of God is the people. Yeah. The people who identify themselves as his church, even though there are wheat and tares in it. And that's the meaning of the prophecy of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that we have to get a hold of. And we have to see all that history. If we don't see it, then we're easily deceived. And another one of the strongest deceptions now, even in the Reformed churches, is amillennialism. Yeah. because the Catholic Church loves amillennialism. That's their belief. And if you believe in the millennium, according to the Roman Catholic Church, you are a heretic. It's called the millenarian heresy. Yeah. A millenarian heresy. And so you'll find if you study, say, the pre-trib rapture, and you look at the dogma and the teaching on the pre-trib rapture, or on dispensationalism, you know, that the Jews got a 70th week coming up. The one in the past wasn't it. They skipped the 70th week and went straight to 71 from 69. And the 70th week has to happen in the future. That's the silliness of it. And that's the same thing for the pre-trib rapture. It's totally constructed on conjecture. Likewise, amillennialism. Yes, likewise, amillennialism. Completely constructed on conjecture. You can find nothing explicitly stated on these three propositions or constructs in the Bible anywhere. Nothing simply explicitly expressed anywhere in the scripture. And that's a clue. Yeah, that this is something that needs to be looked at, and the discernment needs to take place when we're considering those things. Okay, let's see. And yeah, I was thinking, I don't know how many people would be interested in this. We have the Hori Apocalyptica, speaking of history and prophecy. And I've been doing, spending like the first hour on news and current events, and then doing a series in the second hour on Wednesday. And I'm thinking for the second hour that I should read the entire Hori Apocalyptica. Now that's a project. That's going to take some time, on the air. Would anybody be interested in hearing the entire Hori Apocalyptica, the quincentennial Reformation edition? Yeah, not the 1865 edition, but the updated edition, the one that, I, through my Cross the Border Publishing, have published. And, is out there. And Dale says, read it. He says, wants to hear it. Yeah. And if you want to know what it is, you can go to horiapocalyptica.wordpress.com. I published the entire Hori Apocalyptica there. That's what I'll be reading. And as I read it, I'm going to probably fix some of the language there. Some of the text, what do you say? How do you say it? It's, there goes that word. I'm having a teenage moment again. Fireman Mike says, yes, read it. The entire Hori Apocalyptica. And that's this. If you go to horiapocalyptica.wordpress.com, and, that's what it looks like. Oh, this is chapter. If you go to the homepage there, you can read about the 2018 Reformation Quincentennial Edition. And then all of the volumes, 1 through 4 are there. You can actually purchase the 4-volume set, because we do sell that through Lulu Press. So you can buy an entire print, edition of it. But would have to, read all 4 volumes. And when I did the quincentennial Reformation edition, I wanted Tom to read the Hori Apocalyptica, but he told me that no, there was too much Greek and other stuff, and he didn't think that he could do it, because I'm sure that he at least reviewed it and decided he couldn't read it. But when I published and I went through my last edit, my final edit, on the Hori Apocalyptica, because I did that, I had to read the entire thing, every page, every word. And more than once, because when you're doing editing, that's what it requires. You have to do that. I fixed a lot of things. I took all of the Greek and all of the difficult things, and I either put them in parentheses, and just referring to them, the Greek, whatever you have to say about it. And then you actually put the Greek in parentheses so you don't have to read it. And then, and I tried to make it more of a readable thing where it could be done in an audible form, but nothing is left out. Some things were just put in parentheses or in, text boxes or moved, to the footnotes, because the footnotes are already exhaustive to begin with. Some of the footnotes are pages long in the Jorge Apocalypticae. And as I go through it again, because I did not go through all the footnotes with a fine tooth comb like I did the readable text on it. So it was quite an undertaking. I mean, from the beginning of that project, probably about 2012 to 2018 by the time I've got it completely. Because I put out a version before that, but it was bad. I have to admit, because I had a friend of mine who has passed away now, that was Richard, who used to work here on the ranch and helped me out quite a bit. He passed away last year. I think that he got trapped in a hospital and got the COVID thing. I think he got COVID-cided, or vax-cided or something, or what are they, remdesivir or whatever. But I know they put him in a hospital on a ventilator in Arizona or something as he was traveling. He got sick and taken to a hospital and they killed him, I believe. I'm not sure about that, but from everything I've heard, what information I have, that's what happened to him, unfortunately. But I believe Richard was a true believer in Jesus and saved by the blood of the Lamb. So we'll see him in the future, and I look forward to seeing him. But, you know, when God's done with me here. But when we worked on that together and I left most of it in his hands, it was not really that good. It needed a lot more refinement, so I had to spend a few more years on it myself to get it where it's at. And I'm very happy with what it is, and everyone who's bought it has been happy with it so far. So at least I fixed up by reading every page. There are still a few typos or whatever in it that I spot, but none of them that would make any difference. But if I go through it and do an audible version and read it all again, I'm going to refine it again and change and fix some of the archaic language, because language has changed in the last, 150 years, and sentence structure, some of the sentence structure is difficult when you get into reading some of these older books. Some words that we use now were not even used then, which are more appropriate and more concise, for what is being said. And so, if I did another edition, if I'm going to go through and read the whole thing again, that's what I'm going to do, because I have to read it before I record it to make my corrections so that when I record it, it makes sense. Because sometimes the sentences are so long or run on that I get lost and I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. And I have to stop and put in punctuation and stuff and try to help it to make sense. It's challenging, but it is rewarding, I have to admit. Okay. Well, that's the end of our first hour. Next hour, I think we'll just jump into headlines and comments and questions, when we get back after these messages and some news. Don't go anywhere.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And I guess during the segment, we're going to look at some news articles that we have here. Let's see. A direct challenge to Obama, DOJ, FBI, and the rest of the deep state. And, well, there's an indication there that, that perhaps Obama is behind the deep state and what's going on in Washington, D.C., and the presidency of, well, some people even say the third term. Obama seems to be very, intelligent as far as hiding his influence in Washington, D.C. from the nation. It seems like there's some wisdom there in that he is hiding it because he doesn't want to let on that he is the big guy in charge, that it is his third term. And as some people posit, and is that the truth or not? Well, I'm not going to listen to this Patrick Byron broadcast, but this article is on lewrockwell.com. Let's see what it says here. I had been annoyed with Patrick Byrne because he has kept promising that there would be a breakthrough in the 2020 election fraud, but nothing happened, and I got blackpilled. Is there been a breakthrough? Well, like I said, I agree with David Knight. They could do it. It could be done. The elections and the voting process could be made transparent. But those in charge, the neocons, the Republicrats and the Democans definitely don't want it to happen because they want to keep cheating or whatever, you know. And the Antichrist and his shadow government is so entrenched in Washington, D.C. They created Washington, D.C. with the idea that eventually, using that concentration of power, they would be able to take full control. And they have taken full control, yeah, to the point of doing what they've done in this century. Since 9/11 and moving forward has been a total in-your-face takeover. Yeah. My home state where I was born on the land in Michigan. And the first time when I was eligible to vote, thank you for that, Dale, for reminding me of that. I did want to talk about it. When I was 18 years old, it was back in the 1970s, okay, and I could vote for the first time, and let's see, Jimmy Carter was running against somebody for president, because, what's his name, Nixon had just been ousted, but I thank Nixon for ending the draft just in time for me to not be taken by it, and having to go fight with all of my former classmates. The upperclassmen in high school were all taken to Vietnam, many of them killed and maimed. So I was glad about that anyway. But I got to vote for the first time in Michigan, and I believe it was the 72 elections. Yeah, because then I would have been 19 years old. And so 1972, and there was a referendum on the ballot in Michigan. And guess what the referendum was for? Well, they repeated the referendum this time in this election, and the opposite thing happened. But in the referendum in 1972 on abortion, legalizing abortion in the state, because then it was a state issue, was overwhelmingly rejected. The state did not want abortion. But then it was legislated by the Supreme Court, you know, that other legislative body in the national government. Yeah. They legislated it in 1973, Roe v. Wade, and overturned the will of the state. Really? No, they didn't. because the stupid states don't understand the 10th Amendment. They allowed it to take place in all of the states instead of standing up against it. And so 50 years of allowing abortion, I guess, has changed everybody's mind. Whole new generations of people and voters have been born, at least a couple of generations, you know, because, several more, a lot of new voters that were born since then, 50 years ago, so 49 years ago, close enough. So a lot of new voters, 30 years, everyone 20 years and older can vote, or 18. So that's a lot of years of voters coming of age and going, well, gee, we don't want to change things now. That's the normal. And so that's how the Antichrist works. See, it's how the concentration of power worked out for him. And some people, oh no, Catholics are against abortion. No, they aren't. Catholics are only against abortion for Catholics because Catholics are born. I know. I was born a Catholic. I know what I'm talking of. Because if the Antichrist and his minions hated abortion, then why were they going around committing genocide and aborting not only babies in the womb, but children and babies and children and grown people they were aborting out of the world simply for not being Catholic? Yeah, they were extirpating heretics. And just, you know, remember what's the name of that? The great massacre, the French. What was the name of the massacre? Okay, having another teenage moment. There's a lot of history out there to keep in the on the tip of your tongue. But the Huguenots, the French Huguenots, genocided, and many, many others have been genocided. As a matter of fact, the Vatican and its shadow government have been behind every major war and genocide that has taken place throughout history. There's no doubt about it. You'll find her operatives, the operatives of her shadow government, behind every genocide, every war, even the mass murder that's going on, the genocide that's going on today, that has gone on for the last couple of years through the COVID jab. Yes. See, that's why I'm not in YouTube. You can't say that on YouTube. You can't even speak the truth on YouTube anymore. If you say something like, if you repeat the truth that the COVID vaccines don't protect you from the COVID virus and they don't stop the spread. Now, we all know that's true now. Of course, they lied in the beginning, but why is it still going on? And that's another thing. Why did not the Republicans, why are they not campaigning on ending the emergency? Why is the emergency going on? Why do I see commercials on the internet, on TV, on videos to go to get a jab or to get your child jabbed? And to say, because they won't amend the emergency, and the only reason they're allowed to do this legally is because of the EUA, the emergency authorization. Yeah. And if they end the emergency, the authorization ends and they can stop, and they would have to stop offering this death shot to people. And none of this being talked about in the mainstream. None of this, no one running on this. The mainstream media, of course, still being paid, completely controlled by the same actors. And have you noticed, if you've watched any internet television or other videos on the internet, have you noticed all of the Pfizer ads for all these new drugs to help you deal with all of the side effects of the jab while they're still pushing the jab? Yeah. Vitmer. Yes. Heil Vitmer. We're going to use that old German pronunciation of W. It's the double V. The W. Yeah. Heil Wittmer won again. How on earth could this woman have won in a fair election? Are these people in Michigan suicidal? No wonder I left the state, but I'm in a worse state. I'm in this, you know, the state of California is out here where I'm at. Yeah. So, and yeah, they're importing. California is so bad that they're offering to import people at the cost of Californians to kill their children in the womb or transsexualize children. That's how bad the government is in California. But we've, you know, talk about voter fraud. They developed it in California. It's been running out here for 40 years or more, even. Dale says, I don't believe it. That passed. And Wittmer won again. Wittmer won again. Heil Wittmer. Yes, the Nazi won again. Really? I don't believe it. Eh? I don't even believe it for a minute. Yes, nothing has changed. We do not have verifiable, we do not have, you know, transparent elections and voting systems. They will not allow it. It's the same machines they used last year. They are all connected to the internet just like they were last year. Nothing has changed, except now they can watch, but still they can cheat by what you can't see. Doesn't matter if you watch. You can't see the electronic digits being pushed over the cables in the internet. You can't see what's going inside of the computers. Really, Dale? Wittmer is the niece of Soros? Ah, my home, my birth state where I was born. Yes. God help us all. God help the people in my home state of my birth state. Yes, if that's true, it's no wonder. Yeah. If she is the niece of Soros, then she's only in there because she is the niece of Soros. She only won again because she is the niece of Soros. I believe that. I'm guessing Dale would agree with me on that. Yeah. Tom W., it's good to see you in the chat room there, Tom. A lot of that has gone on. The funeral industry is recording profits up by 15 to 20%. Well, that's because deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds are up 15 to 20%. Well, all deaths are up, basically, but in that working class group where people were forced to get the jab, those people are now dying from taking that toxic euthanasia drug. One, if it doesn't stop kill you, it will kill you and exacerbate anything because it destroys your immune system and sterilize you. And even kill your children if you're carrying one in the womb. Or if you got a child that is nursing, you know, get that spike protein any way you can in them. Because the COVID is the spike protein. The spike protein is COVID. Isn't that what they said in the beginning? I remember back in March, April of 2020, when they were explaining this new technology that they were developing, the warp-speeded jab that they were going to introduce. And they said, well, what it does is this mRNA, it penetrates your cell, and it instructs your cells to create a spike protein. And then when your immune system sees the spike protein, it will become immune to it because it will attack the spike protein and make you immune. And I'm going, huh? That doesn't seem right to me. I mean, first of all, if I'm creating the spike protein and my body's going to attack what my body's creating, that seems problematic to begin with. And is there an off switch? Once your body starts creating the spike protein, can you turn it off so that your body doesn't keep attacking you and kill you? And I think the white tubules that are filling up people's veins, isn't that what protein looks like? Huh? Because it looks like egg whites cooked. And you know, all that protein in those eggs. Because I eat a lot of eggs. You know, they're not spike proteins, by the way. They're egg proteins. But all of that white stuff, isn't that, maybe that's spike proteins. I mean, I'm just theorizing here, but I think it feels like the truth. If your body's creating spike proteins and it can't shut it off because there's no off switch, and would they start filling up your veins and clog you up and cause blood clots and finally kill you as all of the funeral guys are finding all of these blood clots in the veins of the dead people. And they're going, we've never seen this ever before. This is a whole new thing. Let me see. A whole new thing. And what could be causing? Well, it happened after they introduced the mRNA spike protein creating injection. And mandated it on 5 or 6 billion people over the whole planet. Suddenly, people are dying from this new thing. Is that white stuff? Is it a spike protein? Anybody know? Anyone agree with that? Yeah. Dale says, that's what I heard. Eric says, I agree with you, Nicholas. Yeah. It just seems logical to me. I don't know. I try not to let logic get in the way of my thinking processes too much. But, you know, when you get something new like that and it starts killing people and filling up people's veins with a construct that looks like white protein, maybe it is the spike protein. Yeah. Maybe it is. And maybe the spike protein is the virus. Yeah, maybe it is. See, Dale says, that's what I heard. Oh, well, I would like that. Yeah, sudden death. ADS, ADS, adult sudden death. Yeah, sudden death. All right, syndrome. Adult death syndrome, ADS. They had infant sudden death syndrome, SADS. Okay, well, let's see if we actually have a caller here. Your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air? Uh-oh. Try again. I think I pressed the wrong button. So if you're a caller and you want to talk, try again. If you don't want to talk, don't try again. That's all I have to say. So anyway, a direct challenge that we got the article here, a direct challenge to Obama and the deep state. And that's what I have to say about that. Okay, let's see what else we got here. All right. Get another try here. Your name and where are you calling from? Must be Joe Biden calling, or Al Gore. Okay, let's see. Lowdown on the showdown. How long before America ends its child mutilations? I think that's one of the most important issues of the day. And, you know, we can't fix America by voting the right people into Congress and the Senate. And though there's little hope there, it's little. It's more important for you parents that insist on sending your children to the public school system, to make sure that, they're not being transgendered and that they get all of this woke and transgender stuff out of the public schools. Yeah. Otherwise, you need to take your children out of public schools anyway. And schools should not be public. The government should have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with schools. They should all be private. And then let the transgenders and the homosexuals, let them have their own schools. Okay? That's what I say. Get the government out of the school system. Abolish the Department of Education. It was tried before. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. And then Reagan was going to get rid of it, but they shot him in the midst of doing the things, or possibly doing the things that he said he was going to do. We won't ever know, because after he shot George Bush really took over the presidency, they kept Reagan drugged up and just rolled him out for public appearances or, yeah. I pray for that lost soul that doesn't have a voice. Yes. Well, thank you. That guy needs all, or woman, whoever needs all the prayer that they can get, obviously. Yeah, SIDS and SADS. Sudden adult death syndrome and sudden infant death syndrome. So now it's just sudden death syndrome, SDS, you know, because it doesn't matter, because now they're jabbing children. And they want to, they keep in the EUA, the emergency going, so that they can jab children in school now. And California is going to lead the way on that. So if you're in California or anywhere near California, you're hearing my voice and you got children or grandchildren going to public school, get them out. Because even if you somehow get an exemption, they'll sneak it in sooner or later, as soon as they can. Because if your child can decide that they're a different gender, they certainly can decide whether they should get the jab or not, regardless of the whether the parent wants them to or not. Okay? You can't trust these people in the public schools. You cannot trust public school teachers, public school administrators, and the state with your children. That's why you need to get them out of the public schools. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whether it's children, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, make sure they're out. The warning is out. You can't trust these teachers. They want to groom your children so that they can have sex with them, period. They want to turn them into anything other. Because once children can decide that they can change their gender, then it's only the next step, or the same step, really, them deciding whether they want to have sex with an adult or not. Yeah. Or whether they want to get the kill shot or not. All they got to do is be talked into it by another adult. Because that's the way God made children. Okay, we're going into a break here. I'll be back in a few more minutes. I'll try to cool down during the break. Don't go anywhere.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. Well, in the UK, things are getting stirred up over there as the association between vaccines and excess mortality is getting stronger and is discussed in the UK Parliament. And this from Igor's newsletter. While we will be discussing the most unwelcome news of increased death rates, I am happy to report that a leading British Member of Parliament, Andrew Briggan, brought up in the UK Parliament, no less, the relationship between vaccination, and that is the death jab, the COVID death jab, and excess deaths. Even a casual glance at the data shows that there's a very strong correlation between excess deaths and the level of vaccine uptake in that country. Surely we must have an investigation. There are tens of thousands of people who are dying. That's what he said. Aaron, there's a video of it. Okay. Huge elephant in room suddenly dies. Yes, the elephant in the room. After a speech, Andrew was suspended from Parliament for 7 days for a supposedly unrelated offense. Where did Andrew Briggan get his correct idea? I'm not sure, but I posted original analysis specifically tying excess mortality to vaccination rate by country on August. Obviously not claiming that he somehow got it through me. I hope that many other people performed similar analyses, and they have. And one of them was noticed by Mr. Briggan. The more people analyze this data, the better. I am happy. And so he has it here. Excess deaths and mortality are way up for people that got the jab. So the jab that was sold as going to save your life, keep you from getting the dreaded flu or COVID, instead of saving lives, is now killing more people. So hopefully it'll keep coming out. But the problem is that nobody talked about it during the several races for elections that we had here in the United States. So it doesn't look like anything's going to happen very soon. I guess it will just have to keep coming out more and more. What really needs to happen is the insurance companies, which are going to go broke because the model they built on was not 20% more deaths in all ages, really, not just between the ages of 18 and 49, you know, work that class of people that are mostly in the workforce. But all people are dying in every age from the jab. The insurance companies are paying out now, but as this continues, they're not going to be able to pay out. And the fact is, people are not going to be able to afford insurance because they're going to keep raising the rates of insurance at the same time as they go bankrupt. Because they have to go bankrupt. They only have so many assets. And their assets, their investments are drying up, okay, at the same time that they're paying out. But there is a clause in every insurance policy that is sold in the United States, probably the entire world. And that is a clause that says, if you participate in experimental medication, that your coverage ceases. Okay? You are no longer covered if you use experimental medication and emergency use authorization. EUA medication is experimental by definition. And so they're going to have to stand up, either go broke or go broke and stop paying out. But they're going to have to put that clause into action. It was suggested earlier on, even threatened by some in the industry, but nobody's carried it out yet. Are they going to get a bailout? Do we need one more thing to bail out in America? One more thing to cause more inflation in America? Are we going to bail out now the insurance companies so that they can pay out for this EUA medication that's killing 20% more people suddenly? Yeah. We'll see how that plays out. That's one article there. More headlines here. UK researchers, paradoxically, despite the success of COVID-19 vaccination campaigns, it's not the success of the COVID-19 vaccine, which is not really a vaccine. I have to always say that because people might think it is. But hey, CDC did change the definition of vaccine just so that the COVID-19 vaccine would be a vaccine. Yeah, that's called lying. That's called evil deception. Yeah, that's what I call it. I don't know, you got another name for it? So paradoxically, despite the success of COVID-19 vaccination campaigns, more people are dying. Yeah. Who knew? Well, I'll tell you who knew. I could name a few names. Fauci, Gates, many more. Yeah. I just hope and I pray that we get to the point where we have where the governments of the world do the job that God created those governments, allows them to exist for, and that is to punish these evildoers. There should be Nuremberg-type trials for probably, well, say, the top 99 people that knew about this and pushed it on the rest of the world, and many of those that were culpable, yes, that are beyond culpable deniability. And just to name two, to start off, everyone's going to name the first two, and that is, yeah, Bill Gates, Fauci, and the names go on. Could we even name Donald Trump? Yeah, well, he might indict himself by the things that he said. And even his own supporters booed him when he bragged on the vaccine. Of course, I believe it may be his own narcissism that hangs him. Okay, let's see. Pfizer chief boasts COVID pandemic will be multi-billion dollar franchise for years to come, as long as it can keep the emergency use authorization going. Hey, they just raised the price from what, $30 a shot to $110. Of course, fewer people are taking it, so they need to raise the price to keep the billions coming in. And, if you wonder why you're paying more for everything at the store, it's because the government paid for all those billions of dollars to buy vaccines. And every time the government spends and wastes billions of dollars, the price of everything goes up. Because that's how inflation works. You inflate the money supply, and then everything just costs more. Because you have more dollars chasing the same amount of goods. Oh no, in this case, because we've broken down the supply chain too and destroyed industries and businesses, you have more dollars chasing fewer goods. Hyperinflation is what you get when that happened. All right, here's another article here. COVID killed the red wave, but DeSantis rides high. Well, let's see. I got to go to COVID Reason Substack. Let's go to the Substack article and see what we can see here. Pandemic policies changed election laws in 17 states. Some of them never rolled it back. Yeah. They finally ended the emergency in California. Even our Jesuit Governor Newsom. Yes. One of the Antichrist's favorite operatives in America even ended the emergency in California. They ended it here, but there's still a national emergency. Joe Biden has authorized the emergency to go on. Yeah, for another, I don't know, are they doing it every 90 days or every 6 months now? How is that? Yeah. The COVID killed the red wave, but DeSantis rides high. So how does he figure that COVID killed the red wave? Let's see. COVID strikes again. I was predicting red wave from September, but this last week I felt very uneasy. I saw a COVID angle, and it proved true, sadly. COVID policies from 2020 changed up election laws across. Yeah, they still brought out the early voting, all of the mailed out ballots, everything's the same. It's all COVID voting. And so most states changed nothing. Ballot harvesting, absentee, mail-in ballots, early voting, and more. None of them, practically speaking, everything remained virtually the same. So we can expect virtually the same type of result. And that's what we got. Yeah. That's what we got. Pennsylvania went from 164,000 total mail-in ballots in 2018 to 2.6 million in 2020. Don't want to catch the Rona. Dems return ballots at a 2-to-1 pace versus GOP in 2020. This year, Dems retained half of those homebody voters. GOP, maybe 40%. Okay. So anyway, he's got a breakdown on that if you're interested in that. And I found that article is linked at lewrockwell.com under COVID killed the red wave, but DeSantis rides high. And I agree with what I heard on the news at the beginning of the hour there that Donald Trump needs to retire. I think he would do better to work behind the scenes like George Soros if he wants to be a billionaire influencing the world for good, to maybe work on getting a transparent and verifiable election system in every state of the union. Yeah, and working on that as far as on the local level, instead of inflating his own ego all over the world with all of his narcissism. I mean, it came out. He can't help himself. You think the guy did some good things, and he did, and I'm glad, and I would have rather that he was the president, but his failures, I think, his failures were bigger than anything he did good, because he did bring us the COVID lockdowns and warp speed, and he pushed on the drug companies and allowed the mRNA vaccine. And I think it's his own ego that kept bragging about it, even if after it became apparent to the rest of us that the vaccines were actually killing people and more people were dying from the lockdowns and the vaccines, especially the vaccines, because the death wave, speaking of red wave, we have now a excess death wave, did not come until after they rolled out the vaccine, so-called. Your name and where are you calling from? Boy, that's a noisy phone. All right. The man who lost his voice. Okay, so that's it. The association between vaccines, excess mortality. Yes, indeed. Let's see what else we have here. Association, yes, we did that. Ex-Wall Street banker predicts dollar's demise. We've been predicting the dollar's demise for 20 years here. And yes, it's coming on, and I hate to see it, because I know what's coming in its place. The CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, i.e. the mark of the beast, digital currencies. That's what's coming on. And 2030 is still their date, and it looks like they're going to make it, but I still say resist. Use cash every chance you get. And if they try to do away with cash, Joe Biden, and as the president with his executive orders, has been working it this year. It's working in the federal government, and they're working it through every agency of the federal government by executive order. So it is going on behind the scenes. The dollar's demise. And the rollout of CBDCs, central bank digital currency, Fedcoin by another name. Okay, that's the other name they're giving it, calling it Fedcoin. And meanwhile, the American people have been ripped off. You cannot go open your own bank and compete with the monopoly that was given to the foreign cabal that owns the Federal Reserve. The shareholders of the Federal Reserve, nobody knows who they are. We know who some of them are, but there's no list, no accountability. Just total oligarchic reign of the United States through the money powers. But we know who is really behind it. Who is? Because the Bible tells us that the Antichrist rules the monetary system so much so that he requires everyone to have a mark of his name or the number of the beast or worship of the beast in some form in order to participate in the monetary system. You can read about it, the last couple verses of chapter 13 of the book of Revelation lays it out plainly for us. So, either comply or and how long that will last, or how pervasive it will be, whether it will be 100%. We know they'll want it 100%. We know once they have it set up and they already have the money power, it's just doing away with cash and getting total digital control. They practically, except for cash, they already control and know everywhere you spend your money, that you use in credit cards or pay by checks through your bank account. They already know it all. They have access to it all. You have no privacy whatsoever on those things. The only thing that gives you privacy is spending cash. And the Antichrist hates that because they want total control over everything. And when they finally do away with cash, the last vestige of you owning your money will disappear. And then all you'll have is, you know, perhaps silver and gold trade in goods and commodities instead of using the CBDC system, the one world monetary mark of the beast system. That's what it's coming to. I'm hoping that America, you know, Americans will resist, and many are resisting. But as the generations become more used to it, and the newer generations, it's just seems like it's a matter of time before all of us old people with our old ways of thinking about liberty and privacy and tyranny will disappear, yeah, and be gone, as I am a dying generation, literally. And probably if I hadn't had enough wisdom to not take the jab, I'd probably be dead already myself. Let's see. Ask not what your country can do for you. Yes. What can my country do for me? Well, can protect my liberty. That's all I want. Other than that, I will do for myself. I don't need your socialist security. Don't want your socialist security. I'm not tempted by your socialist security. I don't want your welfare. I don't want anything. I just want my rights to private property, my life, liberty, and property. That's what I want. Those are your rights. Because you have no rights if you have no property. You have no rights at all. Because all rights are in property. If you have no property, where you live, whoever's land you live on, and wherever you live, you are lorded over by everyone that owns everything. Because where can you be that someone does not own it? You can go out to the middle of the ocean or something, maybe, on a boat or something. I don't know. See, without property, you have no rights. And that's why do you think that the World Economic Forum says, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Yeah, whether you like it or not, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And if you are not happy, then you are a mental degenerate and we must take care of you. Yes. And we must kill your freedom of speech because we don't want you making other people unhappy. Other people who own nothing. You cannot tell them that they are unhappy. They can't figure it out for themselves. Yeah. COVID dictators plead for amnesty. Yeah, I can see why they're pleading for amnesty. Maybe they see the writing on the wall. I hope they see the writing on the wall. Did I tell you I'm praying for Nuremberg-type accountability for this mass murder, this planned eugenic move that the eugenicists of the world have foisted upon the world, that have committed against the world without their knowledge by deception? Yes, they plead for amnesty? No. Yeah, should we have given amnesty to all the Nazis that murdered 6 million Jews and 6 million others? It wasn't just 6 million Jews. That's all you think of. It's all you hear about is the 6 million Jews. But there were 6 million others that were murdered too. not just Jews. And whether those numbers are right or not, I don't know, and I don't care. I know that tens of millions were murdered. And that there should not have been any amnesty for any of them. And I've seen the pictures. As a matter of fact, I posted the picture of the gallows for the Nuremberg trials because they had a mass hanging. And there's a picture of a mass hanging. I think there's like 12 people lined up and hanged at once. And I don't know the total number of hangings there were for the Nuremberg trials. But I'm going to tell you what, I would like to see history repeat itself for this cause. And that's all I have time for today. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. Cross the border into the kingdom of God and live forever. Nothing is more important. I'll see you next time.